That is Nelly and Hot in Here on BFBS. Now, I'm very excited because the world's been glued to the efforts of the Road to Recovery team, who over the last 48 days have been rowing 3,000 miles across the Atlantic from the Canaries to Barbados. Now, the crew's made up of ex-captains Ed Jarvin and Alex McKenzie and four injured servicemen, and they're due to finish tomorrow morning. And Lieutenant Will Dixon joins us now live. This is so exciting, from the Road to Recovery boat on the high seas. Thank you so much for coming on BFBS. There's a bit of delay, but it's great to hear from you, Will.
Jana, it's great to be here. Yeah, we're in very good spirits. We're about 40 miles or so away, so yeah, it's great to be talking to you.
What's the morale like on board?
It's as good as it's been, to be honest. Our trepidation's over. We can really, you know, almost see land. I think we'll be able to see land in the next couple of hours, which will be incredible. Feeling the first time we've seen land for almost 50 days. Yeah, morale's very high. Couldn't be better. We've got loved ones in Barbados waiting for us. So, yeah, it's a great feeling.
And you've chosen a good destination to finish in.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking forward to some good downtime. We'll take a bit of time off and enjoy a few rum punches.
Oh, definitely, for sure. Well, our BFBS reporter, Kyle Ark, has had to be flown over to cover the story, which we're all very jealous of. And I spoke to her earlier today, and she said there's a real buzz in Barbados, and they're planning a massive party for when you get in. So it must be really exciting.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's a culmination of a lot of work. You know, obviously the time at sea, but all the time that our support team and everyone have put in beforehand. You know, we've been together as a team for a year, so it's almost at an end, and we're nearly at the finish line. It's phenomenal.
And what's going to be the best bit about finishing? I mean, what are you absolutely just so looking forward to doing, to drinking, to eating, to seeing? What's going to be the highlight?
The boys and girls listening in Afghan will be able to appreciate. You know, it's the simple pleasures you take for granted at home that you miss the most. You know, obviously family and loved ones, but you know, it's your clean sheets. Your big greasy fry-ups and a nice clean shower and things like that. We're all desperate for those. It's very similar to being on operations for a long time. You know, very basic living. And you look forward to those nice days in life.
And a nice large pint of beer, I hope.
Yeah, so maybe a can of Red Stripe, but lots of rum punches, I think, as well, being in the Caribbean. Should be good.
Now, you've had some real trials and tribulations. I mean, the rudder's being held together by a rubber band. You ran out of water despite being surrounded by it. You've had a fair share of challenges along your journey, haven't you?
Yeah, it's not been the straightforward crossing at all. I think we'll look back on it and you know, almost be pleased it was the way it was. It's thrown a lot of stuff at us, and it's brought us close as a team, and it's been phenomenal because of that. I think the amount of press that we've received has increased tenfold because of that, so... You know, that's really important. This is part of a much bigger campaign. It's not about six lads crossing the ocean, but, you know, we're hoping to raise £1 million for service charities, and we're really trying to hit some key messages about, you know, the fact that what can be achieved after injury. And also, one of the big messages has been about the families and what the families go through when guys are away on operations and potentially when they're injured and stuff. So, you know, if we've managed to get that across as well as getting across the ocean, then, you know, it will be a huge success.
Now, you're one of the injured servicemen that is doing this amazing challenge, and I think a lot of people are just in awe of it. And when you first were injured, did you ever think that you would be doing this? I mean, what does that feel like?
Yeah, so it was just over 2 years ago that I lost my left leg below the knee in Afghanistan. I mean, at the time, it probably wasn't the first thing across my mind, but even then, I knew guys that had been injured 6 months before me who had gone on to do phenomenal things, who were running marathons and climbing mountains and stuff, and I think that's the inspirational part that's so important. You know, the young men and women in the armed forces just continue to inspire and show amazing determination to get over their injuries, and hopefully that's a morale boost for the rest of the guys who are still serving. You know, if that's the case, then you know, we'll be delighted.
Fingers crossed. Well, we are all behind you, the whole of the UK, the whole of the forces world. Hopefully tomorrow, 9 o'clock, Barbados, you're in there, you're going to finish, and hopefully we're going to speak to one of the members tomorrow. So either yourself, Neil, Rory, Carl, Ed and Alex, but from all of us here at BFBS, and I think I speak on behalf of the UK, just keep up the good work.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to it, and I look forward to speaking to your colleague and letting you know how we got on.
You've got lots of friends around the force as well. Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a rifleman, so I know there's a lot of boys in the rifles out there out in Afghan at the moment, particularly Five Rifles. So big hello to them. Key ahead, fan boys, and look forward to seeing you when you get home, particularly with my mate Ben Coffenden and George Naro.
Lieutenant Will Dixon on the Road to Recovery boat somewhere in the Atlantic, only 40 miles away from the finish line. Thank you so much for coming on BFBS.
Charlie, thanks very much. It's been a pleasure.